so you know, it's a time to learn too.
Okay.
I just need to skip it.
Okay. Namakanami. Chavis Halvavos. Page Zion, four lines down. He's talking about the frequency of Chavis Halvavos. That Chavis Halvavos is limited in time and space. And the Chavis Halvavos seems to be unlimited. It's always knowing. It's constant. It's frequent. Of Zion, the fourth line. V'amoshal l'kach, he gives a moshal. Eved shehitnu lo l'vrabo shnei sugei avoda. A servant whose master placed on him two types of avoda. One, halachas b'toch mona b'bei. So one is where the Eved lives. When he's home, he should serve the master and he should serve his adon in various ways when he's in his house. Hashem is chutz l'mono, when one he should serve him outside the house, going avoda. So adama should work the land. Hashgacha al kach, he should check over what others are working the land. So that he does bismanim yiduim, certain times, maybe from 9 to 5, or when it's the planting season, when the workers are there. The sados mugdaros, very specific times and very specific areas. And Sheka Asher Over Zman also Dover, when the Zman is over. O Nivtsura Mimenu Avodas Adamo, or for whatever reason he can't work outside, it's too hot, it's too cold. Nifter Mechovas Avodas Mechus Lomomo, because it's limited. It's by nature limited. It's outside his home, so he has to go there, he has to do something special. So there's, and it's not always, it's only when there's work to be done. But the work that he does at home, the guy lives at home. He's always in his house. So ain't no niftim man to call you maybe guru of sham. So there's no time. He's always in his house. Let's say when he's in his house, the melech says he always has to think of the melech. He always has to whatever. He has to do something for the melech. So he's always home. That's the point. There's no time element, there's no time frame. That's where he is, that's where he's always found, and that's where he has work to do. Unless he mamish can't, unless something actually prevents him from doing it, or unless something comes up that he mamish can't. But otherwise, there's no built-in natural limitations, that's the point. When he's alone, he doesn't need any special circumstance. He doesn't need a special circumstance to create his obligation of avoda. It's natural. Something might stop him from doing it, but otherwise, he's always in that mode of having to work for the adon. Mashenkin, the work of the field. So there, all the conditions have to click for him to have what to do in the field. If it's daytime, you have to put on tefillin. Once you put on tefillin, you don't have to put on tefillin anymore. Shabbos is Shabbos, 25 hours. Pesach is Pesach. It's over. It's limited. There's no. When you're not in the matzav, you don't have to do it. Chovos Halvavos is all-encompassing. It's always not limited to any Pesach. It's not limited to any Yom Tov. It's not limited to any day, night. Wherever you'll find the Chovos Halvavos, whether it's an Asay or a Lav, so you've broken the bounds of time and space. It's always. It's like the Eved in his house. It's really just you. It's just you and your mind and Hashem. Your attitude, your thoughts. The ancient matrid man, and nothing's going to take you away from that avoda, not from the obligation. You know what's going to take you away from that avoda? Two things. He says there's two things that's pulling you away from serving Hashem with your mind. Even though it's constant and it's always, but you just have the right thoughts and the right attitude. But there's two things that pull you away. Zulasi avas olam azeh, what he mentioned before. That he likes Olam Hazeh. He likes the better things in life. He likes Mosris, as we said before. He likes things that go beyond what he needs to survive in this world. He likes it. So once you like that, so that's where you put your heart and your mind and your soul to acquiring it, and to that's what you pursue. So that could take you away from Hashem. And also, we don't recognize or appreciate, right? The old story, if you make a list of what Hashem does for you, you make a list of the Bichas HaShachar, you make a list of the fact that the food is digested in your stomach, you make a list of everything, of every breath you take, you walk outside, everything you see. So Teretz says, we don't think about these things, we don't recognize or appreciate what Hashem is. So those two things pull us away. He's saying, ignorance and tiredness. Ignorance is what he's saying here, and tithes is, you know, we want to pursue other things. We want to occupy our minds with other things. So otherwise, if not for those two things, so Avodas Hashem would be constant with your minds. We constant would be aware of the fact that Hashem is the Melech, that Hashem is one, that we are here to serve Him, that we want to do His will, that we owe Him so much. That would occupy our minds. And the problem is, what occupies our minds is pursuing things that we want, and we don't think about Hashem because we don't know what to think about. You know, Hashem is one, okay, up, down, all around. You already, you know, wow, you did a little more than the minimum, and then you don't know what to think about anymore because we don't learn about it, and the truth is we don't think about it. If we would read books maybe describing nature or observe nature or think about we don't know what to think about. That's the problem. We think about how nature works, how everything stems, when it rains, when it the weather cycle, okay, the water cycle, how plants grow. There's so many things to think about. So they're all magdil our knowledge and appreciation of Hashem's godness. Ka'amro, he brings down a pasuk in Yeshaya that really talks about both aspects. V'hoya kinor b'nevel tov b'cholo v'yayin mishdayem. They're busy in the wine houses, in the bars, drinking, playing the jukebox, listening to music. There's po'al Hashem lo yabitu masayodav lo ro. So the first part of the pasuk is obviously addressing the situation of what their minds are busy doing. And the second part of the pasuk is expressing their ignorance. Now it could be it's willful ignorance. It could be they're capable of observing and of thinking, but they don't do it because their minds are occupied with other things. We go weiter. No, we don't go weiter. We'll stop here. Shabura. I'm going to use this today anyway. Is the air conditioner on? It could be, it is. I'm unusually hot. Oh, so I don't know, whatever happened with the MP3.